Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Harsh Desai, winner of the second Baltimore Social Innovation Journal Award and for founding the Center for Sustainable Social Impact at Loyola University. Harsh, welcome to the show.
Thank you, David.
Tell us a little bit about what you've done at Loyola over the years. You've worked very closely with a number of closely held businesses and are now sort of transferring that level of consulting knowledge to not-for-profits.
Yeah, about late 1980s, I put together a group called Center for Closely Held Firms, and that worked with family-owned and privately held companies. And I gave that up a couple, 3 years ago, and then thought about doing the same thing for nonprofits, working with small nonprofits to help them survive and prosper.
If you could advise someone that's thinking about starting a not-for-profit, what are the one or two, three things you ought to put first or think about?
The most important criterion, I think, as in the Center for Closely Held Firms, the startups, entrepreneurs, I think passion is the number one thing. The individual must have passion for what he or she wants to do. Number two, he or she has to have some sort of understanding of what needs to be done, has to have an understanding of the market's need about the services that she wants to put together. In addition to passion and understanding of the market's needs, the individual ought also to have some semblance of a group of friends and group of professionals around her that are willing to help her put together the organization to move forward.
That network of supporters.
I think it's a very good word, by the way. I define entrepreneurs, both social entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs in for-profit organizations, as the best networkers. The most important criteria for an entrepreneur and social entrepreneur to be successful is that they create a network of resources around them. I think the rest of the stuff comes later.
Where do you see the center being in 2 to 3 years?
Within the next 3 years, we would like to work with 15 to 20 nonprofits, generally small and mid-sized with the governance structure in place. And we also want to add an online component on the Center for Sustainable Social Impact's activities, where we can provide support online to organizations that seek help. We also want to publish blogs, as well as materials from various sources that creates a library-like situation on the CIFC's website.
Harsh, I think a number of our listeners would be really interested in either providing services to the center or referring not-for-profits to the center. What's the website and what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Our website is www.cf, as in Frank, S as in Sam, S as in Sam, I.org. Again, www.cfssi.org. We welcome both nonprofit and social enterprises, as well as volunteers, to call us.
Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me, David.
For more of this interview with this Baltimore Social Innovation Journal winner, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.